Fathoms down, fathoms down. How I'll dream fast asleep. I feel it stealing now. Sentry, are you there? Just ease these darbies at the wrist and roll me over fair. I am sleepy and the oozy weeds about me twist.
These Buttons We Wear by Keith Dewhurst was based on the novella by Herman Melville, Billy Budd, Sailor. Herman Melville was played by Gerard Murphy, and Eleanor by Monica Dolan. Robert Portal played Long Ghost and Captain Veer, and David Westhead, Gert, Ganzevoort, and Claggart. Young Eleanor was played by Caitlin Welch, Salem by Nathan Osgood, and Liverpool and the Dansker by Simon Greenall. Pip Donaghy played Charles Wilson and Captain Graveling, and Robert Hasty, Johnston and Lieutenant Ratcliffe. Billy Budd was played by Mark Courtley. John Tams arranged the songs and was Rope Yarn and Donald. Sound was by Wilfredo Acosta, Vanessa Spring, and Chris O'Shaughnessy. It was directed by Frank Sterling at Unique for BBC Radio 3.
Next week's drama on three also has an operatic connection. It's a new play by Craig Warner, inspired by the libretto to Puccini's Tosca, but set under a more modern, violently oppressive regime. Tosca's Kiss, our drama on three at 8:30 next Sunday evening here on BBC Radio 3. Remember, you can listen to each week's drama for 7 days after it's been broadcast via the Radio 3 website. And if you missed our opera on three last night, which was Britain's Billy's Bud, recorded at ENO, that's also available on the Radio 3 website.
In the BBC's Great Britain's debate a few years back, Churchill won. But for Churchill himself, the only person in our history who was truly the great was Alfred of Wessex.
On BBC Radio 3, Anglo-Saxon portraits.
Bede and his fellow Anglo-Saxon saints are still all around us.
A major series for the Essay, exploring the lives of 30 groundbreaking Anglo-Saxon men and women.
Diviners of the language. Tellers of the heart's truth.
Seamus Heaney on the Beowulf Bard, the former Archbishop of Canterbury, Rowan Williams, on the very first Archbishop, and the Anglo-Saxon lawmakers, explored by Geoffrey Robertson QC. Catch up with the first 15 figures in the series on the Radio 3 website, and hear the next five nightly at 10:45, here on BBC Radio 3.
Yes, the series continues tomorrow evening with Mary Garrison from York University telling the story of the 8th century scholar Alcuin. Anglo-Saxon portraits in the Essay each night this week at 10:45. This is BBC Radio 3. It's 10 o'clock this Sunday evening, a couple of minutes after 10 o'clock, I should say. Time for World Roots with Lucy Duran.
Cuando el amor llega así, de esa manera, uno no tiene la culpa. Caballo de la sabana, porque está viejo y cansado, por eso bebe grundo tal vez. Cuando el amor llega así, de esa manera, uno no se da ni cuenta. Amor de compra y venta. Amor que es del pasado. Ven, Belén, ven, Belén, ven, Belén. Bamboleo, bambolea. Porque mi vida yo la prefiero vivir así. Bamboleo, bambolea. Es que mi vida yo la prefiero vivir así. No me importa mi dolor. Después de un día.
fallara. No es lo mismo que ayer, no es lo mismo que ayer. No, ese amor que yo te di, por nadie más podría haberlo sentido. Y si regresas porque estás arrepentido, olvídalo ya, olvídalo ya.
Welcome to World Roots, recorded live this weekend at the BBC Radio Theatre in London. We've just heard Roberto Pla and his Latin ensemble here on stage at the Radio Theatre with their version of the well-known Latin hit Bamboleo. On tonight's programme, we'll be announcing the 2013 World Roots Academy. We've a very special guest who will be revealing which country and tradition we'll be focusing on, who will be the young protégé, and who will be their mentor. All I can reveal now is that both musicians are here and both will be performing. This is the fourth year of the World Roots Academy, which aims to support and inspire emerging UK-based world music artists by bringing them together with an internationally renowned artist belonging to the same tradition. In the first 2 years of the scheme, we focused on Iraq, the Middle East, and South India. As part of tonight's show, we celebrate the music of Colombia and the remarkable young musician who occupied the Academy hot seat last year, José Hernando Arias Noguera. During 2012, José Hernando was kept busy with two trips to Colombia, including a star appearance at the Valledupar Festival of Vallenato, and that's José's most beloved style of Colombian folk music. Meanwhile, back in the UK, José Hernando performed at WOMAD on the Radio 3 stage. took part in several editions of World Roots, and all of this culminated in the memorable World Roots Academy prom with his mentor all the way from Colombia, Egidio Cuadrado. One of the highlights for me of last year was a wonderful afternoon spent in the BBC's Maida Vale studios with our very special guest tonight, Roberto Pla.
Aquí vive en el piano José Borga from Colombia. Let me see if you can do that. Pa, pa, pa, pa, pa, pa, pa. La la la. Roberto Pla. From Barranquilla. Oh. Un matrimonio africano. Esclavo de un español que le daba muy maltrato y a su negra le pegó y fue ahí.
No le pega la negra,
que la negra se respeta.
No le pega la negra.
Radio 3.
Roberto Pla on timbales, leading his fabulous all-star 12-piece Latin ensemble here on the stage of the Radio Theater with the song La Rebelión. It's a famous piece by the late, great Colombian singer Joe Arroyo. Roberto, now, I know there's a very big Colombian community in the UK, especially here in London. I mean, how important is Colombian music for this community?
For the Colombian community. Oh, they can't live without music. They are hard-working people, very hard-working people, but they, at the weekend, they all dancing.
I don't blame them.
They can tell you which composer, which band, they know everything about their artists.
You've been around for a very long time on the scene, Roberto. I won't ask you how long. Back in those days, when you first started to play here in the UK, there was really very, very little Latin music. You were a bit of a pioneer, weren't you?
1979, I was the only one playing the cowbell, and people say, what's that? Well, today, you need about 10 hands to count the music venue where they play Latin music.
Roberto, the last time that I met you, we were all in session at the Maida Vale Studios in London, and the session was very special because it featured our protege of the 2012 World Roots Academy, José Hernando Arias Noguera.
Fantastic. I was very pleased and very happy and still celebrating his success. I know this kid since he was about 8 years old. And I know his father, José. They used to bring him to our gig. He said, listen, this is my son and he loves music.
José Hernando, where are you? We need you on stage. Thank you. La Cumbia Sampuesana, with a few traces of some other songs in there. There was La Cumbia Cienaguera as well, a little bit. Yes, yes. And so this is José Hernando Arias Noguera playing the accordion with members of Roberto Pla's Latin Ensemble on percussion. José Hernando, it's been a wonderful year with you. We've so enjoyed it. And what absolutely heartwarming music, Vallenato music, is. What advice can you give to the incoming protege of World Roots Academy?
Don't be scared. Don't be nervous. Just have fun. Enjoy it. When I started this project, I knew I was going to learn. But now I found out I learned more than what I thought I was going to learn. So it's going to be a wonderful experience. So just enjoy it to the max.
Good. Thank you. And we're going to have some more music from Roberto Pla with his Latin Ensemble and on accordion special guest, the World Roots Academy 2012 protégé, playing us out with Latin music.
Esa negra se amaña, a tirar de la caña, van sonando mis tambores, es la negra soledad, la que goza mi cumbia, es la negra terabuya y el que baila con la pollera colora, como se menea esa negrita soledad,
con la pollera colora,
vení pa' acá, mi colombiana bonita,
con la pollera colora,
como te menea esa negrita soledad.
Con la pollera colora,
ay hombre, ay hombre, ay hombre.
Con la pollera colora,
ay hombre, ay hombre, ay hombre. Con la pollera colora, ¡uy va! ¡Uy!
Latin Ensemble with special guest José Hernando on accordion. We heard there the famous cumbia, La Pollera Colora. And that performance brings to an end the 2012 World Roots Academy, our focus on the wonderful music of Colombia and an amazing year spent with José Hernando Arias Noguera. Thank you all so much. You're listening to World Roots here on Radio 3, recorded live at the BBC Radio Theatre in London's West End. And I'm Lucy Duran. Well, it's the end of one year, but it's the start of another. In just a couple of minutes, we'll be announcing the 2013 World Roots Academy. And here to do that is a very special multi-award winning guest. Please welcome to the BBC Radio Theatre, PJ Harvey. What a special treat to have you here with us, PJ.
Well, I'm delighted to have been asked to come here. Thank you.
This came about because somehow, somewhere along the line, two or three years ago, we discovered that actually you were a fan of the programme World Roots. Is that true?
It's true. I have been for years and years. I've listened to your programme and I've learnt so much from it. I've so often gone to look up the artists that you've been talking to and researching more about them. What I love most of all, as well, is when you give the translations of what the singers are actually saying. I think as a lyricist, that's what really interests me. That's what I've really learnt from and try and bring into my own writing as well.
Tell us about how you've been inspired by different kinds of world music.
I think I'm drawn initially to the emotion behind the music. Before even reading a translation of the lyrics and what's being said, I'm already drawn in by the emotion that's being conveyed. And if you go to that place, just the smell, the feel of the air, the way the ground looks and the colours makes you realise why that sound came from that place. And with my last album, actually, I listened to a lot of music from Iraq and Afghanistan, from the Balkans, also Irish music, English folk music, but listening to what has continued to be passed down over hundreds and hundreds of years, what are those important things that people need to sing about? And so often it is about the change of seasons, it's about growing crops, it's about the political situation, a method of conveying all of those things, a way of remembering things and things that had to be passed on down the line for the future generations to learn and know.
Well, the whole idea of passing information down from one generation to another is very much what this particular scheme, World Roots Academy, is about. And in this case, it's often young musicians or aspiring musicians who actually have not had that opportunity to have the information passed directly from one generation to another, because they're not in their country of origin.
That's why it's so wonderful, I think, what you're doing, you know, for instance, pairing people up so they can learn with that seed that's already planted in them. You know, if something has already instigated this feeling in them that they want to go that way, they want to learn to play that instrument in that particular way. So to then be able to bring that out, I think is really wonderful that you can support people in that way.
Let's dispense with the suspense as soon as possible. Would you do us the honours and tell us who is going to be the focus?
The 2013 World Roots Academy will focus on the traditional music of Azerbaijan. And the 2013 World Roots Academy protégé is Fidan Hajieva.
And here she is with us, Fidan Hajieva. 17 years old. How do you feel about having been chosen to be the protégé?
I feel very honoured, but excited at the same time.
Would you please introduce the person who is going to be your teacher, your mentor for the 2013 World Roots Academy?
My mentor is Gochar Askerov.
A wonderful singer. Gochar Askerov. We look forward to hearing you sing together with your protégé. But first, we're going to have Fidan performing on her own with your band, with Gotchak Askarov's band.
olam minnarım ninna esmer varım ninna ninna ninna yoldaş olam düşen yolam minnarım ninna esmer yarım ninna ninna ninna
exclusive here at the BBC Radio Theatre. Performing the pieces Sari Gelin, meaning Yellow Bride, and Ninna Yaram, My Sweetheart. That's the 2013 World Roots Academy protege, Fidan Hajiyeva, and her mentor, Gochak Askarov, with his band from Azerbaijan. And let me introduce the wonderful musicians who have accompanied Gochak and Fidan. They are Kamran Karimov on nagara, the drum. Mirjavad Jafarov on tar and oud. Shirzad Fataliev on balaban. And Elnur Mikhailov on kamanja. Well, here I am with mentor and protege of the 2013 World Roots Academy. Fidan, that was wonderful. Thank you so much. That was an excellent debut. I hope that you will be able to translate this for us. Gochak, it's wonderful to see you again with us on Radio 3. You've become very familiar to us. We've recorded you in Baku. We've recorded you here in London. You've been at the WOMAD Festival on the Radio 3 stage. You're on our CD, World Roots on the Road. How is it for you to be back with Radio 3?
2007 yılda ilk adımı məhz bu radyodan atmışam.
He said he feels very welcome to be here again. He sang here first back in 2007, so it was his first performance in Europe, which was in Radio 3.
And back in 2007, Gochak was 28 years old.
28, yani mən bura ümumiyyətlə İngiltərəni mən çox sevirəm. Havasını çox sevirəm. İstəyərdim burada yaşayım, amma mən Azərbaycansız yaşaya bilmərəm.
He said he really loves London and he loves the weather, but he would never live here because he can't leave his beloved Azerbaijan.
Gochak, Azerbaijan is sort of sandwiched between Europe and Asia, Central Asia. How do you see your music fitting in geographically between those two very different places?
Bilirsiniz, Azərbaycan şərqlə qərbi birləşdirən bir məkanda yerləşir. Azərbaycan muğamı çılgın bir musiqidir. Yani başqa
He's saying our music's really rich because we are in the middle of Asia and Europe. With our instruments you can play both Asian music and European music and with our tar you can play Beethoven's music as well. And that's what he's saying. And he's saying our music's very dramatic. And also there is mugham in other countries such as Turkey and Iran, but their one's more instrumental and we have more singing in ours.
So you're a singer and your new young protege who will be studying with you through the year and going to Baku to study with you, Fidan. What do you make of Fidan? Tell me something about this new young singer.
Mən çox həyəcanlıydım. Ümumiyyətlə mən müəllimlərin
He's saying he was quite nervous at first because he's still learning himself and I'm his first student and he was quite honored with me.
That's very nice. Well, we really look forward to following you both over the next few months on World Roots for the World Roots Academy and going to Baku and seeing you two work together. So now, performing Mugham Bayati Shiraz, here is the 2013 World Roots Academy mentor, one of Azerbaijan's top singers, Koçak Askarov.
Eseri nale-i efkanımızın Olsaydı ya eseri nale-i efkanımızın Yine bir rehmi gelerdi bize cananımızın Ağlarım Sübh açılınca geceler köyünden Üzü gülsün bize belki Mehtap anımıza Çektik efsusi ebeyat Çektik efsusi ebeyat Süfü siyahin fikrin Sebebi bir bu değil Hal perişanımızın Bu təxafür mənə vahid Bu təxafür mənə vahid Yetər ölsəm də əgər Mən də bir Şairiyəm Azərbaycanımızın همانه یار یار یار یار سنونو نشکیل محبتیل Urmadın ömrünü başa yüreğim Sen onun eşkiyle, mehabbetiyle Urmadın ömrünü başa yüreğim Sevgi hedefini nişan alanda Değdi mi oklara taşa Sevgi hedefini nişan alanda Değdi mi oklara taşa Yaşa mehabbetim, yaşa yüreğim O seni unuttu, sen unutmadın Yaşa mehabbetim, yaşa yüreğim
Yaşa yüreğim
o seni unuttu, sen unutmadın. Yaşa mehabbetim, yaşa yüreğim. O seni unuttu, sen unutmadın. Yaşa mehabbetim, yaşa yüreğim. Yaşa yüreğim, aman dağına.
So, the 2013 World Roots Academy is launched, and in spectacular style with our new mentor, Gochak Askarov, and his group. Gochak just sang Muram Bayati Shiraz. Thanks very much to the musicians. They flew all the way here from Baku in Azerbaijan to be with us this evening. Thanks also to PJ Harvey for making the announcement, to our previous mentee, Jose Hernando, and to Roberto Pla with his Latin ensemble for providing some wonderful music. Good luck to our new protege, Fidan Hajieva, and look out for all our World Roots Academy programs throughout 2013. But for now, good night from the BBC Radio Theatre in London.
Well, Roots was presented by Lucy Duran and produced by James Park. And as ever, you'll be able to listen again to that programme for the next 7 days via the Radio 3 website, and that's also where you should head for further coverage of the World Roots Academy. Well, we start a new week of Composer of the Week tomorrow at 12 midday. Donald MacLeod is exploring the life and work of Anton Bruckner each weekday at 12, with 12 midday with a repeat at 6:30 in the evening. That's here on BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM, on digital radio and online. It's just after 11 now. Time for Jazz Lineup with Julian Joseph.
Hello. Last November, I was delighted to introduce and interview the legendary pianist and composer Chick Corea. In his stellar trio are bassist extraordinaire Christian McBride and the effervescent and soulful Brian Blade on drums. I was anticipating a trio with the depth of some of Chick's most important partnerships, and it didn't disappoint, as now both McBride and Blade are two of the finest contemporary jazz musicians with a long association of working together, dating back to the very first incarnation of Joshua Redman's group. They've both gone on to have illustrious careers, leading bands of their own and working with the likes of Sting, Oscar Peterson and Herbie Hancock, in the case of Christian, and Joni Mitchell, Ellis Marsalis and Wayne Shorter, in Brian's case. Chick's pristine clarity and soulfulness, paired with these sensitive and imaginative two, was a perfect match, which I'm happy to say was captured in all their glory. The concert took place at the Barbican Hall on Saturday the 17th of November as part of the 2012 London Jazz Festival, and they began with the Irving Berlin classic How Deep Is the Ocean, and pay particular attention to the interaction between the three, particularly in the bass solo. Thank you.